When local artist Erin Zimmerman decided to apply one of her landscapes to her front lawn using leftover tile, she imagined the reactions would range from eye-rolling to confusion. Instead, her neighborhood has enthusiastically pitched in and even started wondering about making their own. "I'm a landscape painter who absolutely loves to create, and we had a bunch of tiles around the house," Zimmerman explained. "I thought my paintings might work as mosaics, because many of my landscapes are shape-oriented." Zimmerman's particular style stems partly from a medical issue that caused her to become visually impaired. Thankfully, that turned out to be a temporary and treatable condition, but her relationship with light and color were changed. Her work is blocky and uses many solid colors, yet remains bright and dynamic, able to convey movement and life, perfect for a mosaic. "I started off with my own tile, but after I put it on Facebook, I was very lucky that lots of friends and family and neighbors went into their basements and found old tile supplies. They were just going to throw them out, get rid of them eventually, but now I can use them for my mosaic in front of my house." The mosaic, still in the planning stages, has inspired curiosity, enthusiasm, offers of support, and even some envy, in a positive sense. "I have been absolutely shocked, because when I first started planning out the map on my lawn, people were like, 'What are you doing?'" Zimmerman said. "But as it progresses, so many people have come by. Neighbors, and people from the community. I've had tourists, even from the States, that have just been walking around and have stopped to watch me breaking tile and piecing and gluing out the pattern. And a lot of kids in the area have helped with smashing tile, and I'll do the outline and then they'll fill it in. They need eye protection and gloves and all, but they have been having a blast. Digging, smashing tiles, asking questions." Zimmerman has been delighted with all the engagement. And, people have been asking about one for themselves, whether that's how to get started personally, or whether she can help them. "On our street, we really struggle with maintaining our grass. We've been trying all kinds of things, like planting clover, but it's hard. So, having an art piece there instead has gotten people really excited with thinking they might be able to do something for their own yards. Which they can, because it's really not super complicated." The response has inspired Zimmerman to wonder if there isn't an appetite in Moose Jaw for mosaics in other places. Parks and public spaces could be a possibility, and could be a way to unite a community around art and creating. "I never saw it until I started creating it," she added. "It just brings the community together and it's amazing how many people want to be part of it. Tile and mosaic is definitely something I want to pursue."